Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE SummerSlam predictions episode. I did a WWE SummerSlam predictions episode on the YouTube channel for you guys with my special guest, Joe Panther III from Dudes at Ringside Podcast. So definitely check that out on the YouTube channel at the Battle Club Guys the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. But I wanted to do an audio version for you guys, and an updated one, as we had some last night on Monday Night Raw. We had a new stipulation added to Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler. So I just want to do an updated one and give my predictions for each match. I'm going to talk about my weekend coming up in Detroit, as we will be hitting the road to Detroit on this upcoming Thursday. So a lot of fun stuff to get into. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast, and I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. If you haven't been already, follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy, and the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Cody Rhodes, Becoming Cody Rhodes, American Nightmare documentary is up on Peacock. Definitely check it out if you haven't already. I watched it this morning, yesterday morning actually. It's 2 hours, but it flies by. It goes over everything from Cody Rhodes as an amateur wrestler in high school, college, what have you, and all the way to his WrestleMania 38 return to WWE. Very good documentary, one of the most inspiring documentaries I ever watched, so definitely check that out if you haven't already. Speaking of Cody Rhodes, on my YouTube channel, I just uploaded a short video of Cody Rhodes' return at WrestleMania 38, and I uploaded March 2017, Northeast Wrestling's March Mayhem, when Cody Rhodes defeated Mike Bennett to become the Northeast Wrestling Champion, which I attended. That was at my high school in Port Jervis, New York, so definitely check it out on the YouTube channel. Tons of great videos I uploaded there. So let's get into this. This Saturday, it's the biggest party of the summer. WWE SummerSlam 2023, live from Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. I will be attending SummerSlam. This will be my, I want to say, fifth or sixth SummerSlam. Let's see. I attended 2006, 2008. Attended 2015, 16, 17, 2021. So, yeah, that's four, five, six. Yeah, it's going to be like my seventh or eighth. I've attended, you know, so many SummerSlams I don't have pictures from, unfortunately. Some of them I do. But, man, I'm so excited. This is my first WWE pay-per-view since Royal Rumble this past January. And looking forward to it, man. The card is stacked. So let's get into it. I'm going to start off with Logan Paul versus Ricochet. This might kick off the show. You know, Logan Paul said if he's on SummerSlam, he wants the first match so he can fly to go be with his brother as his brother makes his way to the ring in his fight. So it's Logan Paul, the Maverick, Logan Paul versus the one and only Ricochet. I think they've been building this match good. Last night on Monday Night Raw, Logan Paul, you know, made it personal. He said to Ricochet, the ring announcer, this Saturday, your fiance, Ricochet, Samantha Irving. He said, I hope you don't get mad when your fiance has to say my name this Saturday. And the winner, Logan Paul. Logan Paul and Ricochet got into it. I think this is the best Ricochet has looked in a long time. You know, Ricochet kind of got lost in the fold on the main roster. I think this will put him back in that spotlight. And that being said, I'm going to say Ricochet wins this match. Because Logan Paul got the upper hand last night on Monday Night Raw. I think Ricochet needs this win. Logan Paul can take a loss. It won't hurt Logan Paul at all. Because Logan Paul, love the guy, hate the guy, cheer the guy, boo the guy. When it comes to in-ring, Logan Paul has it in the wrestling ring. And I think him losing to Ricochet, putting Ricochet over, is going to be the right choice. And I think this is going to be an amazing match. I think it's going to be high flying. I think there's going to be crazy spots everywhere. Can't wait to see it. You know, they had that incredible spot at the Royal Rumble, and now we're getting it full circle this Saturday at SummerSlam. So my pick to win this Saturday is the one and only Ricochet. Next up, we have a match that was just announced, you know, on this past Friday SmackDown. It's the Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal. LA Knight's in it. Sheamus is in it. They haven't. I don't think they have the list of all the wrestlers that are in it. I'm hoping maybe we get some surprises. Maybe an Edge shows up. That'd be cool. Maybe Big E returns if he's healthy. Maybe Randy Orton. You know, just fantasy booking. But I think it's going to be fun. I love Battle Royals. This is a nice treat. SummerSlam Battle Royal. My pick to win is LA Knight. Yeah! I think LA Knight deserves to win this. LA Knight's super over. He's selling his t-shirts out. You know, he didn't win the Money in the Bank. He didn't win the United States Championship Tournament. They got to give LA Knight something. So, you know, SummerSlam Battle Royal, you know, it's not for any championships or contenderships, but give LA Knight the win. Maybe celebrating in the ring. Maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out. You know, maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin, LA Knight celebrating in the ring. Maybe Stone Cold hits the stunner on LA Knight. Have some beers. That's just my little fantasy booking. But either way, my pick to win the SummerSlam Battle Royal this Saturday is LA Knight. Next up, we have former best friends now turn bitter rivals. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler. There's a new stipulation that was added last night on Monday Night Raw. MMA rules. So I'm sure this is going to be a UFC style. You know, we'll get some mat wrestling. We'll get some submission holds. I think it's going to be great. To me, this is Ronda Rousey's swan song in WWE. You know, all the rumors are out there that Ronda Rousey is leaving WWE. They were going to drag this out, but she said, you know, she's leaving this date, so you got to do the match now. To me, Shayna Baszler wins this. You know, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler are friends in real life. Sorry, I'm breaking kayfabe, but I think this is a way for Ronda Rousey to give back to her friend Shayna Baszler. Put Shayna Baszler over on her way out. You know, Ronda Rousey, if she's going back to UFC, which those I've heard the rumors, whatever she's going to do, she loses this match. So my pick to win at SummerSlam in the MMA rules match is Shayna Baszler. The Intercontinental Championship's on the line. The Intercontinental Champion Gunther, the Ring General, he's been champion for 415 days, I believe. He's defending his Intercontinental Championship against the Scottish Warrior Drew McIntyre. This is going to be a great match. You know, Drew McIntyre returned at Money in the Bank, stared down Gunther, knocked down Gunther, picked up that Intercontinental Championship. I would love to see Drew McIntyre win the Intercontinental Championship here. I think he should win the Intercontinental Championship at SummerSlam in front of 50,000 fans. Don't think it's going to happen, though. I think Gunther will retain his Intercontinental Championship here. I think Gunther's going to have the longest reign as current in the modern day for Intercontinental Champion. Honky Tonk has a record. I think Honky Tonk's record's 460 or something. I don't see them taking the title off of Gunther right now. I think Gunther will surpass Honky Tonk, and Gunther will be the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of the modern era. So my pick to win and retain the Intercontinental Championship is Gunther. And maybe, you know, Imperium's beating down McIntyre. Maybe Riddle comes out. Maybe this is where we get a returning Randy Orton. Maybe Randy Orton makes his return here, lays out Imperium. Could be fun. We'll see what happens. We have the WWE Women's title on the line. It's a triple threat. The Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka, defending her WWE Women's title against the Queen Charlotte Flair and the EST of WWE. think it's going to be a fun match. You know, triple threats aren't good for the champion because Asuka doesn't have to get pinned or submit to lose her title. I think Charlotte Flair will win here because, you know, Charlotte Flair, they love putting titles on Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair hasn't won that WWE Women's title yet, the new one. She's been Raw Women's Champion, SmackDown Women's Champion, but she hasn't won this title. I think Charlotte Flair wins here. I think Io Sky cashes in on Charlotte. Charlotte holds that belt for a couple minutes, and then Io Sky cashes in, and the new WWE Women's Champion, Io Sky, because Io Sky deserves that WWE Women's Championship. She's one of the top, top baby faces. Even if you book her as a heel, she's a baby face because people love to cheer for Io Sky. And then you have that dynamic. You have the intrigue. Will Bayley want that first title shot at Io Sky? So I think Io Sky cashes in this Saturday at SummerSlam. Let's get into the match I'm looking forward to the most. It's the World Heavyweight Championship. The World Heavyweight Champion, Seth freaking Rollins, defending his World Heavyweight Championship against my guy, the leader of the Judgment Day, the Prince, Demon King, Finn Balor. Now, yes, he won't be in his Demon King persona, but, all his nicknames, Demon King, the Prince, the leader of the Judgment Day. He's my guy, because I am the Balor Club guy. This match is 7 years in the making. I attended SummerSlam 2016, Barclays Center. Had a rampside seat. I was on the TV side. I had my Balor Club guy poster. Finn Balor, the Demon, that night defeated Seth Rollins to become the inaugural Universal Champion. Finn Balor won that match with a dislocated shoulder. He popped his shoulder back in place, defeated Seth Rollins, won that title. He held that title for a day the following night on Monday Night Raw. Finn Balor had to relinquish that title due to his injury. And Seth Rollins laughed in his face. Well, guess what, Seth Rollins? This Saturday, Finn Balor and I are going to laugh in your face as my pick to win and become the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion is Finn Balor. Because Judgment Day is super over right now. Damian Priest is sending your money in the bank. Dirty Dom's your North American champion. Rhea Ripley, Mommy's your, WWE, your Women's World Champion. Finn Balor deserves to be WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Okay, he never got his fair rematch. He, 7 years. And don't take nothing away from Seth Rollins. I respect Seth Rollins. I think Seth Rollins has been a great fighting champion. But I think this is the moment you put all the stuff, all the accolades, all the belts, all the stuff on Judgment Day. Okay, I think Finn Balor wins the World Heavyweight Championship here. Maybe Damian Priest comes out, teases the cash-in. I don't think Damian Priest is going to cash-in. Not right now. Judgment Day is too hot. Don't break up Judgment Day right now. I think Finn Balor wins this World Heavyweight Championship. And then maybe, Damian Priest does the right thing. Says, hey, Finn, I want to challenge you. I want to cash this in for a match. You could do it at Payback. You could do it, Survivor Series, something. But I don't think you break up Judgment Day right now. When the time is right, then you can break up Judgment Day. But nevertheless, my pick to win this Saturday and become the new World Heavyweight Champion is my guy, Finn Balor. We have a rubber match. I'm surprised this match didn't have a stipulation. I thought we were going to get stipulation. But either way, I'm looking forward to this match. It's American Nightmare Cody Rhodes versus the Beast Brock Lesnar. This is their third encounter. This is their final match to settle the score. Cody Rhodes won the first match at Backlash in Puerto Rico. Brock Lesnar won the second match in Saudi. This is third match, Detroit, Michigan, Ford Field. Who wins this match? There's no stipulation. I thought we were going to get a Hell in a Cell. I thought we were going to get a bull rope match, last man standing, no disqualification. No stipulation. Now, unless they add one on Saturday, which they could do, because WWE, they can announce on social media that Cody's requesting a no disqualification or something. Because, Brock Lesnar destroyed Cody Rhodes last night. Brock Lesnar's been getting the upper hand on Cody Rhodes. Brock Lesnar hit an F5 on Cody Rhodes in front of Cody Rhodes' own mom. Last night on Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar, just destroyed Cody Rhodes. Hit him, slammed him into the turnbuckle, hit him with the steel stairs, just kicked the crap out of him, hit him with a F5, left him laying in the middle of the ring. So, if the finish line for Cody Rhodes, I watched his Becoming Cody Rhodes documentary yesterday morning on Peacock. Definitely check it out. It's a great documentary. In that documentary, Cody Rhodes says at the end that the story is not finished. And his dream of becoming WWE champion, WWE, Undisputed Universal champion is still his dream. And he's going to continue that dream until it becomes a reality, until he finishes his story. So if Cody Rhodes' story, if Cody Rhodes finishing his story is defeating Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40 for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship, which I think is, Cody Rhodes needs to win this match. Cody Rhodes needs to defeat Brock Lesnar in a definitive manner, in a definitive fashion. I'm not saying Cody Rhodes is going to go out there and squash Brock Lesnar. I'm saying they need to have a good match, and Cody Rhodes needs to have a definitive win over Brock Lesnar. Now, what happens after the match? There's all these rumors online at Boozer Wrestling on Twitter. Very credible source said that, Bray could come back SummerSlam. And Bray could attack one of the three main events. Does Bray attack Finn Balor? That'd be cool. Does Bray attack Roman Reigns? They have history. I think Bray Wyatt and Cody Rhodes would be a good story. They have the chemistry. Bray Wyatt was technically one of Dusty's kids in NXT. Dusty Rhodes, Cody Rhodes' dad, had a huge impact in NXT. So I think that could be a good storyline. I think Cody Rhodes defeats Brock Lesnar, maybe at post-match. Cody Rhodes celebrating in the ring. Lights go out. Lights come back on. And Bray Wyatt attacks Cody Rhodes and we're off to the races. And then Cody Rhodes, because Cody Rhodes is going to need an opponent for the next couple of months. Because we're, 7 months away from WrestleMania. So you got to keep Cody Rhodes' momentum going. So I think Cody Rhodes and Bray Wyatt could have a great rivalry. But either way, my pick to win this Saturday, WWE SummerSlam, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Before I get to the main event, I'm hoping we get the Grayson Waller effect on SummerSlam. Maybe they announce it on Friday. Maybe Grayson Waller says that, you can't have the biggest party this summer without Grayson Waller, and he's going to have a special edition, a SummerSlam edition of the Grayson Waller effect with a special guest that's to be determined. Now, if you're on Twitter like I am and social media, Grayson Waller called out The Rock, the great one, the People's Champion, my favorite wrestler in all of pro wrestling. Grayson Waller called out The Rock, right? Cool. We can call out people. They've done it before. But The Rock responded to Grayson Waller on Twitter. Following that, Grayson Waller went back on the Ariel Helwani show, I believe. I believe the MMA Hour or Ariel Helwani. I could be wrong. And Grayson Waller said that he's putting out an open invitation to The Rock to be a guest on the Grayson Waller effect at SummerSlam. And then, last Friday on SmackDown, Grayson Waller had a match with Jey Uso, who's related to The Rock. And Grayson Waller hit the People's Elbow on Jey Uso, mocking The Rock. Now, yes, I know it's pro wrestling, and, it's predetermined and all that. But, when it comes to what the wrestlers do, like when they say stuff on Twitter, and they say certain, they don't say stuff for no reason, okay? Vince McMahon, Triple H won't have Grayson Waller call out The Rock for no reason. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a high possibility, and I would love it to happen because I thought The Rock was going to come back at Royal Rumble. That didn't happen. So, I would love for the Grayson Waller effect at SummerSlam. Grayson Waller's in the ring, doing his thing, talking crap about Detroit, talking crap about The Rock, how The Rock's afraid to show up, how The Rock's family's falling apart, and he doesn't care. And the music hits, "If You Smell," Rock comes out, Rock hits the rock bottom on Grayson Waller, people's elbow, I'll go nuts, that's all I need to see, and I can cry happy this Saturday in Detroit. So I hope we get the Grayson Waller effect with The Rock. Now let's get to the main event. It's for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. The Undisputed WWE Universal Champion, the head of the table, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, who has been Universal Champion for 1,060-some days. He's defending his title against his former Bloodline member, his cousin, Jey Uso. Main event, Jey Uso. It's Tribal Combat. So if you don't know what Tribal Combat means, Tribal Combat is pretty much no disqualification, anything goes. Now, Jey Uso pinned Roman Reigns at Money in the Bank in London. Great moment. Roman Reigns has defeated everybody. Roman Reigns defeated Cody Rhodes with help from Solo Sikoa. Roman Reigns defeated Drew McIntyre back at Clash of the Castle with help from Solo Sikoa. That's when Solo first showed up. Solo Sikoa has been the main reason Roman Reigns has retained his undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Now, in a perfect world, Jey Uso wins the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship this Saturday at SummerSlam. What do I think should happen? I think Jey Uso should defeat Roman Reigns on Saturday with help from his brother, returning Jimmy Uso. Because Roman Reigns has done everything. He's defeated everybody. And like Roman said on SmackDown to Jey Uso, "You can beat me, Jey. I'll still be Roman Reigns." So Roman Reigns will still be Roman Reigns. But if Jey Uso loses on Saturday, and one of the biggest matches of his career, what does Jey Uso do then? Jey Uso and his brother Jimmy, the Usos, they've been tag team champions more times than I can remember. Are you going to have Jey Uso on a singles run? Are you going to send him to Raw? Is he going to go away? I think Jey Uso should win on Saturday. What do I think will happen? I think Roman Reigns will retain, probably with help from Solo Sikoa like he always does, and maybe that sets up Solo versus Roman. Now, listen to the dirt sheets, not listen to the dirt sheets. I read on Twitter today, last night on Twitter, I read Roman Reigns is scheduled for the next 3 pay-per-views after SummerSlam. So they're saying Roman Reigns isn't scheduled for Payback. They're saying Roman Reigns isn't scheduled for Survivor Series. They're saying Roman Reigns isn't scheduled for whatever the international pay-per-view is. They say he's not scheduled for Payback in September, Fastlane in October, Survivor Series in November. So if Roman Reigns isn't scheduled for the next 3 pay-per-views after SummerSlam, maybe this is the time Roman Reigns loses his championship. And he'll still be Roman Reigns, and main event Jey Uso becomes the Tribal Chief, the undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Because Jey Uso as champion has a lot of intrigue to it. Roman Reigns can go away for a while. He can go away for a couple months and come back. He can do Jey versus Solo, right? Because Jey Solo wants to get back for Roman. You can do Jey versus Jimmy. Maybe Jimmy gets mad. Maybe Jimmy resents that he's not the champion. There's so many different ways they can go with it. But only one man can win. And I am Team Jey Uso. But unfortunately, I believe Roman Reigns wins on Saturday, and Roman Reigns continues his reign as undisputed WWE Universal Champion, and we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens at the end of that match, and we'll go from there. But either way, I think it's going to be a great main event. I think it's going to be a great SummerSlam. So there you go, folks. That is my predictions for WWE SummerSlam. Like I said, WWE SummerSlam takes place live this Saturday, Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. I will be in attendance as the Battle Club Guy Tour hits the road to Detroit this Thursday. We will be meeting Seth freaking Rollins this Friday at the C4 WWE Ultimate Fan Experience, a free event. C4 will be there handing out the new WWE C4 energy drinks, free swag. They're going to have a local DJ there. The C4 ring set up, I believe. So I can't wait to meet Seth Rollins. He's one of my girlfriend's favorite wrestlers. I've never met Seth Rollins, surprisingly, in all my years of meet and greets. Looking forward to that. And then Friday night, we'll be attending WrestleCon. Looking forward to that. Papa Shango will be there. Looking forward to meeting Papa Shango in face paint. Haven't met him yet. Been looking forward to meeting him. If you're in the area, definitely check out WrestleCon. $10 to get in, and then you pay for who you want to meet. Nails will be there. Sting, Brandi Rhodes, The Acclaim. Like I said, Papa Shango, Boogeyman, Tony Schiavone, Detroit's own Zach Gowen. So many cool people there. So you can get tickets. WrestleCon.com. It's WrestleCon Destination Detroit. And then Saturday, WWE SummerSlam Saturday. Can't wait to attend. Like I said, World Heavyweight Championship match. Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar 3. Roman Reigns, Jey Uso for that Undisputed Championship in Tribal Combat. And all goes down live this Saturday. It's WWE SummerSlam. As always, folks, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube, as I will be uploading videos, pictures, live streaming, all that for you guys this week as the Battle Club Guy tour comes to Detroit. This Saturday is the biggest party of the summer. Will Finn Balor finally defeat Seth Rollins and get his payback from 7 years ago and win that World Heavyweight Championship? Or will Seth freaking Rollins show Finn Balor that he's not better, he's just bitter? It's Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes 3. Will the beast Brock Lesnar crush Cody's American dream? Or will Cody make Brock's SummerSlam an American nightmare? And it's Tribal Combat for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship as the bloodline is fighting within Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Will Roman Reigns show Jey Uso that he's nothing without Roman Reigns? Or will main event Jey Uso prove that he is just that? And will Jey Uso defeat Roman Reigns in the main event of SummerSlam? We'll find out live this Saturday. It's WWE SummerSlam. I'll see you in Detroit.